I'm a consultant on nuclear issues, working for Greenpeace International and other Greenpeace offices. And I've worked on nuclear issues, nuclear power, nuclear weapons for about 25 to 30 years, depending on how you measure it, basically. I'm here at the NPT to release a couple of reports on nuclear power and nuclear weapons proliferation. And the first report we released with my co-author, Professor Frank Barnaby, who's a nuclear weapons designer of old, but he saw the other side and came to the other side more than 40 years ago. Basically, we were looking at the growth of nuclear power and the promotion of nuclear power by the International Atomic Energy Agency and governments and nearly all the states attending this conference in New York. The basis of that expansion will be what's called the light water reactor, which is the standard pressurized water reactor. Three Mile Island was a light water reactor. And the projections that are being made by the nuclear industry and governments and the IAEA is that we're going to need many more of these reactors, maybe hundreds, and some projections are thousands of these reactors through the coming 60, 70, 80 years. What does that mean in terms of proliferation? Basically, every nuclear reactor that's operating using uranium fuel is producing, as a direct result of electricity generation, plutonium. And that plutonium is inside the reactor, but every year a proportion of that fuel comes out of the reactor and goes into storage ponds at the reactor site. There are thousands and thousands of tons of spent fuel. In the US, it's around 57,000 tons of spent fuel. And within that spent fuel are hundreds of tons of plutonium. Most states don't access that plutonium. They don't what's called reprocess the plutonium. That means taking the plutonium out of the spent fuel through a chemical process. But that plutonium was there because when they were developing the bomb in the 40s, that was the way of getting plutonium. You put uranium in a reactor, you get plutonium. The promotion of nuclear power the last 60 years has meant that many countries have built nuclear reactors, they've fueled it with uranium, and now they effectively have plutonium, which can be used in a nuclear weapon. What the International Atomic Energy Agency is saying is that at the moment there's about 32, 33 countries in the world operating commercial nuclear reactors, but that because of the IEA saying you need to have nuclear power to save the climate, which of course is not the case, but that's their argument, there's at the moment, according to the IEA, 60 governments that are considering nuclear power for the first time to generate electricity.
60 more countries.
60 more countries. So at the moment it's around 30, 32, 33 countries. And in the last 5 years you've heard from governments, only in the last week we've heard of a deal between Turkey and Russia. Turkey has no nuclear power at the moment, but Russia has now done a deal with Turkey to build 4 reactors in Turkey. So there are many, many problems, and not to be too pessimistic, I don't think most of those reactors will ever get built, and most of those 60 countries will not operate commercial nuclear power programs. But it's the in-vogue thing to say at the moment, to save the climate, to save CO2, we're going to build nuclear reactors. So what we've done with this report is we've looked at the basis of these projections, where that growth in the world is due to take place, according to the industry. And what we've basically concluded is that most nuclear power growth, if it takes place, will be in the existing states. But there will be a number of states in the South, the developing world, however you want to call them, that will develop 1 or 2 nuclear reactors over the next 20 years. In terms of electricity supply, it will be utterly irrelevant. Even on the basis of the projections made by the nuclear industry, in sub-Saharan Africa, they're saying maybe 2 to 3% of sub-Saharan Africa's electricity would be produced by nuclear power by 2030. But by having those nuclear reactors, any of those states that have that reactor program operating will have spent fuel and therefore will have plutonium. Which leads to the second part of the report, which is that the IEA and some governments know that this means nuclear proliferation. They don't like to admit it, because that's what they promote, but basically they know that if states get nuclear power, they have access to the bomb. So what they've come up with is a concept called the multilateral approaches to the nuclear fuel cycle. not to go into too much detail, it's a concept that came out of the Manhattan Project. Oppenheimer was appointed by Truman to basically develop an assessment on what would happen if countries around the world developed nuclear power. They issued a report called the Aegis and Lilienthal Report, 1946, which basically said if countries get nuclear power, we can't rely on so-called police inspections, i.e. safeguards, to detect the diversion of nuclear material for bombs. And so therefore, any nuclear program worldwide has to be operated under international control. No domestic programs. Now, of course, we don't have that. And we would still be against that anyway because of all the environmental consequences of uranium mining and nuclear safety and radiation. We don't have that anyway. And what we do have is tens of states operating nuclear reactors, producing plutonium, and creating a proliferation nightmare that exists at the moment. And we know that the NPT is, I don't know if it's teetering on the edge, but it, I would say it's becoming increasingly irrelevant in terms of a non-proliferation regime because states are accessing nuclear power as the treaty allows, and it's a proliferation treaty from a civil nuclear perspective. It's not a non-proliferation treaty. It gives you access to bomb materials, nuclear technology. You create a whole infrastructure, basically a mindset within each country that says, we like this technology, oh, we're interested in that, and they just keep developing and basically moving towards the most advanced nuclear technology they can get their hands on, which is closest to the weapons.
It's embodied in an idea that it's an inalienable right as well, which is sort of unsettling.
It's an inalienable right of the people of the planet to be defended in terms of not having radioactivity, to have clean water, not to have energy that basically contaminates their environment and threatens them with nuclear holocaust. And that's what nuclear power does. And so the IAEA is in this sort of schizophrenic, I call it atomic schizophrenia, where they promote something that they know is causing proliferation. So they've proposed these international schemes. And if you read the press on these so-called multilateral approaches, the idea would be that countries that are new to nuclear power will not develop uranium enrichment. They will not develop plutonium reprocessing, but they'll have nuclear reactors. And the other countries that are reliable or trustworthy, whichever ones they are, like Russia, will provide them with uranium fuel. They'll get the fuel for the reactors. They'll be shipped to the reactor. They'll burn it in the reactor, but they won't have uranium enrichment like what Iran is developing. The fundamental problem is that it will give those countries nuclear power and plutonium. And our report basically shows that a country that has a reactor with spent fuel and plutonium could within 6 months build a what's called a clandestine facility that cannot be detected. Within a matter of weeks, they can have access to at least 10 kilograms of plutonium for two nuclear weapons. Every day, they could be reprocessing one what's called a light water fuel assembly, spent fuel, which will contain enough plutonium for one bomb. So it's a bomb a day. So the regime is flawed. The idea that you can create this international scheme to control proliferation when at the same time you're promoting proliferation goes to the heart of the contradictions within the NPT, goes to the heart of the contradiction with the IAEA, and the sort of hypocritical rhetoric you hear from the so-called advanced nuclear states, whether they're talking about Iran, whether they're talking about North Korea. Those states are promoting a technology that encourages those other states to consider nuclear weapons. So we're basically saying, this is wrong, it's not going to work, it's going to lead to greater nuclear proliferation. And until here at the NPT, I have almost no hope that member states within who attend the NPT conference are serious about addressing this issue. I've heard that only two states out of the 189 that are in attendance here have actually said, maybe we shouldn't be promoting nuclear power, Austria and Norway. Every other state, including anti-nuclear states like Ireland, New Zealand, who have no nuclear programs, they sign on to basically saying, yes, it's an inalienable right to have nuclear power. It's a rather depressing environment here from a civil nuke and proliferation point of view.
Thank you.
We gotta go.